English was the lesson I loved the most. Pretty much as soon as our regular English teacher was off sick with two broken legs, I found our lessons much more engaging. I may have misremembered this and be thinking of Pam Short, as in, Pam Short's broken both her legs and I want to dance with you. If you haven't seen Strictly Ballroom, I totally don't mind if you stop listening to me to go and watch it. I remember very little about the substitute teacher, just that she made English fun and creative and interesting. She passed the baton on to one of my favourite teachers, Mr. O'Shea. I walked into his lesson once wearing my new glasses. They were purple with green speckles and massive. Deirdre Barlow is my closest reference point. I loved them. Because they were so huge, I could see so much of the world at once. On seeing my new specs for the first time, Mr. O'Shea said, "What big glasses you've got," to which I replied, "All the better to see you with." My first zinger, and a literary one too. He must have been so impressed. We had to write a short story for him once. It could be about anything. I wrote a romance called A Chance Encounter. Here is an excerpt. In fact, the ending. Well, you're not going to get round to reading the whole thing, are you? Lauren, will you marry me? Again, millions of replies travelled through Lauren's mind, the majority of them being positive. As she observed his muscular, athletic figure and his soft brown eyes, her heart melted as she realised just how lucky she was. That was when she made her decision. Yes, on one condition. Anything. Just name it. You promised to hold my sick bag on the plane. They both chuckled as the final call for the 10:15 flight to the Bahamas was made.